This is CKLN 88.1 FM, licensed by the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission to broadcast in stereo at 88.1 MHz on the FM band. CKLN is owned and operated by CKLN Radio Incorporated, which is located at Ryerson University within the Student Campus Center in Toronto, Canada.
At the time of license application, CKLN filed a comprehensive promise of performance with the Commission, and within that document made specific commitments to its operations and programming. The license issued by the CRTC requires CKLN to honor these commitments made in the promise of performance and to comply with the FM radio broadcasting regulations.
A copy of the license with the promise of performance and conditions of licensing is available for inspection by any member of the public at the offices of the Commission and at the offices of CKLN during business hours. Radio frequencies are public property in Canada. CKLN invites your comments and inquiries.
Our mailing address is 55 Gould Street, Toronto, Ontario, postal code M5B1E9, phone number 416-979-5251.
Thank you for tuning in to CKLN 88.1 FM, and good morning.
Love and treat you right. And good morning, CKLN listeners. It is Monday, August 16th, 2010. You are listening to CKLN's Rude Awakening. This is your host, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna, a.k.a. Vijay Sharma, a.k.a. a soldier deep behind enemy lines in Communist Canada, Occupied Canada. Well, our minds are too occupied to, make sure this doesn't happen. Or are they? I'm trying to figure out where we get our happiness from. I was doing some flowering on the weekend, and I was trying to put the word out there, and I was over just Regent Parkish, and a couple of dudes offered me a sandwich and a glass of water, or a bottle of water from some community event they were having, and. And the vibe from people, you know, with each other and among each other is generally pretty good. But I'm noticing that we are forgetting some things in the past. So I just like to remind people out there that the most happiness you'll get is from your relationships. Now, you may think that it's from something else, but it's not. Even the people that get hundreds of friends on Facebook or whatever are craving at least one genuine relationship. And I'm seeing couples out there not holding hands as much as they used to. I remember we used to hold hands. Maybe it's not seen as the thing to do these days. But I do remember that I got a sense of, hey, is my woman. I drag her around. I'll hold her hand, drag her around this way, drag her around that way. And she was like, hee hee hee, you know, happy to be led like that. And I've been over for a few on getting married. Always date for a year or two, or a couple of years usually. And then I still just want to date, and they kind of get a little frustrated with me. At the time they're investing in my, in my goofball, you know, ass. I don't know if I can say ass on the air, but the point is that I always used to call them the missus. You know, I always used to say the missus, and people would say, ah, geez, Vage, the missus coming over, you bring the missus, because I was always going to be like, well, if we are going to do this, then let's do this well, and if we are going to do this, let me take you seriously. So, you know, walk around with you by the hand. If you're not laughing and stripping. And by stupid, I don't actually mean having sex per se, although, of course, that's part of it. But if you're not into laughing and stupid, then you're not happy. If you're not sort of physically attracted to each other, if you're not sneaking little touches or whatever, and if you're not laughing, if you're not, you know, talking about the same things and laughing, then your relationship is not what it could and should be. And why is this important? Well, this is important because, you know, for our own personal survival, we have to believe that we live in a world worth fighting for, and there are people worth fighting for, and we're not just going to play until we're, you know, mulched into soil and green. And you know, they've talked about how, you know, they're running out of room on planet Earth to bury bodies, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, they want to grind us up into mulch. See if our sewer systems can handle us. That's the eugenicists behind the fake green movement out there trying to tell us all to worry about the weather in 20 years instead of toxins poisoning us now, causing cancer, birth defects, sterility, and so on. And on and on and on. But the point is that the thing that's been under attack the most is the male-female relationship. And I'm seeing guys, you know, walking ahead of girls, you know, a couple of feet ahead, and the girls kind of walking back. And the guy's got a pissed off look on their face, and the girls are slightly, you know, embarrassed, trying to keep up. And this isn't everywhere all the time, but I do notice some of this stuff going on out there. And it's not healthy. to need to do that to someone who you're obviously stronger than, if you're a guy. And if you're a woman out there, you know what? See if you can find a way to ignore some of the crap that you're getting in terms of how you're supposed to think about yourself and your dude. I just saw the Cosmo yesterday at a damn grocery store. It says Untamed Vajayjay, the new sexy look that's in. And it's just like, they introduce these terms through urban culture, and they pollute urban culture, and then they make it cool, and then they pollute the rusty culture. Anyway, look, I'm gonna give this some context. There's a couple of callers to the Alex Jones Show from August 13th. And AJ and Bob Chapman, who's been fighting the New World Order, the big evil banking conspiracy behind all this mess for like 45 years. And this is basically, you know, what the government is up to with respect to, child body snatchers. Essentially, Children's Aid Society here in Canada, CPS, Child Protective Services in the U.S., they're going a little nuts for the satanic pedophiles that work above them. And to give the people who design our culture some context, I'm gonna let these guys talk about an incident that's happening in the U.S. But I've heard about parallel incidents here, so don't sleep, folks. It is the 21st century.
For a while. My husband's been a fan for at least 5 years. We've listened, you know, faithfully to your show, and we noticed that you do quite a few cases on CPS. Well, we emailed you earlier on this week telling you our story, but basically what happened was we took those stories with a grain of salt when we heard them, but it's a completely different story when it happens to you. Basically what happened is we have a 7-month-old daughter. She's 8 months old now, and she got an injury, and I took her to the hospital because my husband's in the Marine Corps. Took her to the hospital, CPS involved, and they took her out of my hands because my explanation was I don't know what happened.
And that happens a lot with babies and with children, that they're hurt and you're like, you're not sure how it happened. And I mean, have you gotten your daughter back from the clutches of the globalist?
No, they took her away from us and put her in foster care, and they did CT.
Ma'am, do you have blonde hair?
Yes.
Well, and you got blue eyes?
Green.
Oh, that's even worse. And if you got dark hair and black hair and green eyes, that's one of their favorite. That's because that's rare. Ma'am. It's come out in our news. It's admitted. They have bounties. They're looking for children, and people at the hospital get cuts of the money. And so you bring your child down. You know, she's having trouble breathing, or, you know, her arms hurt. I don't know. And they just snatch him, and then you go to the lawyers, and they just sell you down the river. Have they permanently terminated custody?
Not yet. We can't afford an attorney right now, so our hands are tied. We're fighting the state, and we don't know what to do.
And they're going to threaten you to sign forms and say, we'll give your baby back. Just sign these. Admit you hurt her. I mean, have you told the monster? Let me guess. Is about a 5'5" chubby guy with little piggy eyes who like, smiles at you? Is that what or is it a woman with a short haircut with a crazed look in her eyes? Because that's the only type they've got.
She's a troll. I'm just going to say she's a
troll woman. No, sure. No, well, yeah. No, I understand. I mean, that's only psych.
They hire these so-called investigators to do a sloppy investigation. You know, if the government.
Well, here's the next problem, ma'am. Here's the next problem. Every child you ever have, even if you try to go to foreign countries, they're going to steal now. You'll never be allowed to reproduce, or you'll be a brood mother for them to sell your child. You've got to get to the media. You've got to have your husband in uniform. You've got to have press conferences. You've got to take this kidnapping for what it was. Let me guess, you get there, they said, wait right here. And then the police showed up with the troll.
Yep.
Yeah, well, those officers are just, I mean, they're all just pure evil. Listen, you're going to. There are different family groups, homeschooling groups, family groups that know all the particulars of it. I mean, I know it as well, but you need to pull it up. You need to get, you know, just search the term groups fighting CPS. And there's a lot of groups in Texas. Texas is one of the worst. And what town is this?
I'm actually in Morgan, Texas. It's at a Meridian.
Is that your husband in the background?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me talk to him.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Hey, you're going to have to get your family involved. You're going to have to go on local radio. You're going to have press conferences. You're going to have to go knock on doors. You're going to have to go to the mayor's office. You're going to have to, make a huge deal out of this. And have they tricked you to sign a bunch of stuff yet?
Not quite. They're trying to. They've already got custody, but what they're seeking now is they want me to take counseling and therapy, and I expressed to them that the...
Yeah, let me stop you. Yeah, but while they keep your daughter, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And they've got hired counselors who work for them, who will then lie about you or twist anything you say and do. They're telling you, oh, prove you're good. So they've gotten a temporary protection order with the judge, which isn't a real court. It's a family court. So you need to talk to the experts. But, I mean, actually, this is why I don't like doing this show. I like to be like everybody else, ignore this is happening, but you can't hide from it. You know, I told you, your wife was saying she thought it was a joke earlier. I'm telling you, it's not a joke. I've opened the door to hospital when a woman called us to help her. Then her only crime was she was poor with her husband. And they were waiting for an apartment, so they were staying in a hotel for a week. And the hotel call, point is, newborn baby, I opened the door when I get there, and the police officer was choking her, saying, sign it, like in a movie. You open the door, and the cops all come. They got their hands on their guns. They all look the same. It's like a special guild they have. And the CPS workers were, like, demonic, enjoying the torture. We're like, get out of here. And Mike Hansen caught some of it on tape, and me and Mike came outside and started crying with the evil we'd seen because they were just, like, nesting demons on the woman, and they didn't even file her right name. It was a file. They used a filing to take the kid from a woman 2 years before, another woman whose kid they'd taken, and I got on TV and showed the files. I mean, they don't even fill forms out. It's just they walk into the judge, who's always sitting up there with their crew cut haircut if it's a woman or if it's a man, all effeminate, and they just go, I mean, were you there at the demonic court hearing?
I was at the first court hearing, and it wasn't so much the judge and the sheriffs, because since it's a small town, they all know a lot of people, and they're all real nice, but the Child Protective Services, they're all out of Waco, and I can...
Yeah, but you should have said, Judge, we don't know why the baby got hurt. I mean, that's all. We were honest about that. We're a good family. Give us our child back.
We did, and there was nothing that we could do. Based on the report that was filed, it painted us up to be terrible and awful people.
What happened to What happened to the baby?
Absolutely, and it was all lies.
The report had lots of inconsistencies.
No, of course they lied, but I mean, my point is, why did you originally take the baby to the hospital? And we're going back to Bob. Why did you originally go?
We went back. She has
a spiral fracture on her femur. She got her leg caught underneath the couch and rolled over, and she got a hairline fracture. I took her to the hospital.
No, let me stop you. This is your defense. Doctors, when a baby is born, do a hip test to see if the hip is developed, and they routinely cause fractures just doing the medical exam. And so you go in, you get a doctor as a special witness, a family doctor, pediatrician, whatever, to explain that babies routinely do this, rolling around. They routinely. And so how did you know the baby was hurt?
Because she was crying. I mean, of course.
Okay, so you just say the baby was rolling around the floor and twisted something. Of course, I took her to the doctor. And then you get up there, you go to the media, and you get in your uniform, and you start standing outside. You make a big issue in your town, and you go to that newspapers, the local papers, and you talk to them, and you tell them, defend us, and you go absolutely ape. But I just can't even hear these stories anymore. When I saw that cop grabbing that woman around the neck, and I couldn't even believe it. I mean, this country's so hell bent on destruction. And I can't even remember all the names of the groups we've had on. There's a lot of great groups with lawyers that for free will help you. But it's, groups that fight CPS. And just stay in contact with us. Send us another email to showtips@infowars.com. And the show's this hour's almost over, and I got a bunch of calls. Bob, I mean, just hearing that, it makes you want to leave the United States, but they're doing this worldwide.
You're absolutely right. They've caught groups in Belgium that have been doing it for years, and they export children to the Far East. And it's not only children. When I was living in Geneva in the late 50s, I knew a young girl my age whose dad was the head of the police department, and I used to talk to him. And he would tell me our biggest crime here is the spiriting of young people out of the country to the Middle East. And these people come from everywhere, and they just, boom, they just disappear, and that's the end of it. And it's children, it's adults as well.
Well, it's admitted, DynCorp and others have been Halliburton caught running whole airfields, and now they are just giving, they're selling people's children to these adoption rackets, and the parents don't know they're getting kidnapped kids. It's just pure evil. I just that's not a good way to end this hour hearing her call. Bob, people say, well, you shouldn't be depressed. You know, we're making big headway. I'm just sick of knowing how real the crime is. And people don't know how dangerous this country is. We had a woman last hour. The health department wrote her a survey saying, do you always put your kids in safety belts? Do you give them vaccines? Do you have any mental problems? And if you're honest, and well, one time we had them in the back of the pickup truck out in the field, you know, driving to a creek, they'd take your kids. They don't tell you this is a predatory gun. They take over 1,200,000 kids a year in this country, Bob.
That's right, and they're going to keep on doing it unless we stop them. And I'm glad that the young lady and young man called in. And Alex, you send me their email address, and I'll get Drew Raines on this as well. The Marine Disquisition, and I think we'll climb all over them.
Guys, will you make sure when they send us an email, I know we get thousands, but we got to find their email they've sent us and try to get them some help. And then hundreds more people call us, and I investigate, and it's always worse. And we have a lady who works here whose great little daughter is so sweet, and I talked to her, and she had a bruise on the side of her leg at PE, and they took her in, they strip-searched her, and they said, your mommy did this, and she said no, and they were trying to take her. And then I told her, I said, don't go home. They're going to be waiting for you at your house. Because when I heard this happen, I said, go get her out of school right now. They're going to come take your kid. And then they tried, and then she went to go ahead and meet with a CPS person. When she pulled in the parking lot, there were cops hiding in the alley, and I said, get out of there. I was on the cell phone with her. I said, get out of there. And it turned out they were going to grab her, and she never would have got her little daughter back. But we got attention on it. But I can't do this for everybody. My audience can't always do it, or then every time I call for people to aid us, then they'll stop helping us when we do ask for the help, because we do it constantly. I can't stop these criminals. I can't stop the pedophile rings. These CPS workers, most of them are pedophiles. I mean, I'm sorry. They're bags of pus. They're child raping trash. We'll be right back. Everybody in the control room was telling stories about being 6 years old and jumping off the front porch and breaking their elbow, and their parents freaked out at the hospital with CPS trying to take them. But if you're a young baby, those are perfect to adopt because they won't remember, and your mother and father are white. That's the main groups they hunt. If you're white trash, or your parents are ugly, or you're not a baby people are wanting, you can be burning your kids with cigarettes. And they use those stories in the media. They won't take their kids. But if you got a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby, or raven hair, green eyes, that's their favorite because that's really rare. And the rich families will pay big money, and the Arab sheiks will pay big money. It's gone. It's gone. It's over. And then you'll read about the kids 20 years later and midnight visits to the White House as sex slaves in the Washington Times. That's mainstream news. I mean, they just don't care. They harvest us. Bob Chapman, it takes me to a level above rage.
Well, the only thing you can do when you get to that level is be as effective as you can, because you understand the problem. And just like I said earlier when the gentleman and his wife were on, get me the email. Their email address, and I'll see what I can do, too.
And they can also go to theinternationalforecaster.com and find the emails there for you and get directly to you.
That's right, and we can put them on to the Marine Disquisition. There's got to be retired Marine non-coms and officers that live in that area that got connections that can do something.
Yeah, and don't just say, oh, that's their problem, I'm going to play golf, or I'm going to be a deacon at the church. Get in there and start defending people. This woman's going to have every child she ever has taken now. They don't get this one back.
Well, you got to try.
Absolutely. Well, no, they can get them back if they knew the proper procedures. And there's groups, and I've got stacks of work to do after the show. And now all I'll be thinking about is this and trying to help these people. And when I help people, then we get literally thousands of calls a month, people crying. And
and we're back, CKLN listeners. And it's an interesting song. Could You Be Loved and Could You Be Loved? I'm noticing that out there, it's actually easier for me to cross the street than it is for a woman to cross the street. And there was a lovely brunette woman trying to cross the street at Bay, just north of Dundas. And she was having a lot of trouble crossing the street. And she was kind of stuck halfway across. And at one point, I was watching her. I'm on the sidewalk. You know, she's approaching. I just stepped into traffic. I just stopped the damn car, you know, with a bit of space. And then she crossed kind of shyly, bowed her head a bit, and smiled. And a couple other women walking up towards the right looked at me and gave me like a angry, happy, yeah, nod. I gave him a nod back. These little acts that you take all day, you know, if you were a car and you happen to slow down, stop, and just allow her to cross at a normal human gait, G-A-I-T, you know, you'll feel better about that. And in this song, Could You Be Loved and Could You Be Loved, Bob says, only the fittest of the fittest shall survive, stay alive. And by that, I think he meant against the neo-Darwinian eugenics program. Don't let them change you like they're trying to change us. They're trying to morph us all into mindless, faceless, hermaphrodite slaves. Or even rearrange it, you know. I'm noticing that the full arm tattoos are getting a lot more popular. And this is all setting us up for the transhumanist agenda. They're no longer accents for the skin. Here you go. And so Bob was actually saying, could you be loved and could you be loved so that you can survive in this game? Because, you know, as far as I can tell, he knew about the anti-human agenda that was playing out, through the colonial powers in Jamaica and around the world, especially in places like Africa. So I'm noticing this on the streets out there. I'm noticing that, wow, you got to say something. You got to do something. And I personally, I can play Frogger, taking it back to the video game from the 80s. You know, all that stuff is coming back in style now. I just go to a damn store, and you just see all this stuff from the 80s, 90s, all the old TV on DVD and video games. And they really want to turn, like, grown-ass, you know, 25, 35, 45-year-olds into, like, 8-year-olds again. Makes it a lot easier to control. We got to say something about this. But anyway, I could play Frogger in the streets. I could go with the flow of the traffic, run around, dart around like a maniac, got long legs. I walk faster than a guy who's 6'5". You know, if I want to, just because that's... is because that's how I'm built. I got long legs, like I said, and I can fly around the streets pretty easily. And so it ain't nothing for me, you know, and most guys, frankly, to be a little bit more, you know, sensitive on this tip. And I tell you, the best way to feel your power is either how much power you take from someone or give from someone. Now, if you take power from weak people all the time, you know, old, kids, whatever, women, then you're gonna weaken yourself. But if you try and scrap with stronger forces than you, then you'll empower yourself. And you know, and I'll just say that from my own personal experience, I've been trying to scrap the New World Order. I feel stronger than ever. I feel younger. I feel prettier. I feel faster. You know, and a lot of the guys I know in this game are the same. You heard AJ and Bob Chapman talk about dealing with the eugenicist satanic pedophile cult cabals they have set up to kidnap children worldwide. And here in Canada and here in and in America, of course. And if you know your history, then you would know where you're coming from. Then you wouldn't have to ask me who the heck you would think I am, and just a buffalo soldier. And so in learning the history of these people and how they operate, the New World Order, the central banking cabal at the very, very top of this, they engage in a ton of mind control. And again, I make this point just because you can see it sort of playing out in our culture. So, you know, we can all use it as a framing device to give us an idea of what's going on, basically. But they dehumanize the people that work for them to make them easier to control. Then those people feel compromised, they feel like scum, and they don't mind doing that to somebody else. And so they try and do the same thing to us here in this part of the world at this time. And so there's a bunch of stuff going on. I dissected a Toronto Star at a Toronto Starbucks yesterday, breaking down the ultimate fighting. It says here, ultimate fighting wins. On the cover of the Sunday Star from yesterday, August 15th, by Katie Dobbs, staff reporter. Long denying that mixed martial arts would be allowed in Ontario, yesterday the province approved the enormously popular but controversial sport of ultimate fighting. In a rare Saturday announcement via Twitter, and it says here in the article, all across the GTA, cell phones vibrate in gym bags, the UFC is coming to Ontario. And it also says later here in the article that Toronto has per capita the most UFC fans of in the world in terms of pay-per-view subscribers. And so, you know, we're paying a lot to watch the UFC. Though, as Alex Jones mentioned on the, on the issue of the child snatching by our government, he's saying to all the ex-military guys out there and all the tough guys who, you know about the quote-unquote system and its corrupt elements, he's saying, get in there and scrap. You know, you got kids here, they got kids, you got grandkids, and instead of taking your energies and directing them purely into, sort of vicarious existence, you know, watching a couple of guys wrestle naked on some pigskin, get all bloody, there are other things we can do. On that note, I'm going to take you to Peter Phillips talking about the Iraq war and Iraqi deaths and how we don't get no news about that. Because it does show the top-down control and the anti-human nature of the military sort of takeover that's happening, that we're all living under.
And the magnitude of murder is quite evident. With our invasion of Iraq, there's been three national surveys done on the number of civilian deaths in Iraq since the beginning of the war. Two by Johns Hopkins University, 2003-2006. And then one by Opinion Business Research Group out of Great Britain. Now, these were surveys where they went out. The one in 2007 went out, interviewed 2,400 families in Iraq in 15 of the 18 provinces. They didn't go into the most violent ones. And one of the questions was, has someone in your family died from war violence? And they're able to extrapolate from that data at the 99% accuracy level the entire deaths in Iraq. And they said at that time, and this was 2007, that there's been 1 million civilian deaths in Iraq because of the war. Now, these aren't deaths because, you know, somebody got sick and died. These were war violence deaths. And this is 1 million people in excess of what had been the death rate under Saddam Hussein. Now, the Johns Hopkins study also asked people how they died. And their 2006 survey was quite clear that half of them died either by aerial bombing or U.S. firefights. So we've killed 500,000 people. Our forces have killed 500,000 people in Iraq and displaced 5 million more. That's mass murder. I mean, that is mass killings of people. And you won't find those figures in any newspaper in the country. You won't see those figures on any television program. The million figure was reviewed, the methods were reviewed by MIT. The Nation magazine last January, a year ago January, published the results from the MIT's review. Says, yep, million dead Iraqis. But it doesn't get carried out there. It doesn't get talked about. It doesn't get engaged. The level of people that are dying. Instead, what we got a year ago, April, was a press release that came out of AP out of Baghdad that said government sources inside Baghdad say that the number of civilian casualties since at that time, they said 2005, were 87,000. And the total civilian casualties for the war were 110,000. Now, that story ran nationwide last April. They re-released the same story in July, and they re-released the same story again in October. That is deliberate lying. That is deliberate top-down propaganda. That's not just avoidance of a story like the torture stop. This is deliberately misinforming us. Instead, in November 2008, the same time, just about the time they did, they had a story, AP put out a story that hundreds of stray dogs are killed in Baghdad. But we can't find out about the civilian death rates. That's top-down propaganda. That's deliberate. That's the Pentagon. That's the public relations firms that work for the Pentagon and the U.S. government. And this is global. This isn't just the U.S. I mean, our media systems are global. And we have to start thinking globally in terms of our resistance.
And we're back, CKLN listeners. So, yeah, why the hell would I bring up, a recent clip of Peter Phillips talking about Pentagon top-down propaganda and the Iraq war? Well, there you go. See, I'm looking at the Sunday Star here and going back to the MMA article. And it says here, over the years, more rules have been added and fighters are expected to be well-versed in different martial arts. Elbows fly, kicks are thrown, and blood is not uncommon. Now, well-versed used to actually mean verse. Like, it used to actually mean, like, you know, you were speaking about something really well.
Most people think great God will come from the sky, take away everything, and make everybody feel high.
But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. There you go.
And now will you see the light?
Yeah, you know.
You stand up for your
he wasn't
right.
Humble. And so, this announcement about basically MMA, Mixed Martial Arts, Ultimate Fighting Championship is coming to Toronto and Canada, and Ontario actually, in 2011 after a reversal of decision. And they're referring to McGuinty as Premier Dad. And it says here, Premier Dad Caves decides to allow mixed martial arts. What's really interesting is this article, and again, we're going to learn everything about how our societies run. We're just not supposed to care. We're supposed to be, you know, given bread and circuses and accept this. But using the term Premier Dad to describe McGuinty, a sort of, affectionate whatever thing. you know, that's because our media and our government treats us like children. You know, we've got up escalator signs. We've got new orange ads for in the sun. Make sure you wear a wide-brimmed hat and use sunscreen. I mean, we don't need our government telling us this. Human beings have been living in the sun for thousands of years, and now we need the feds or whatever to advise us? This is crazy. Sorry, tricky CD player. Let's go back a bit to this article for a second here. When asked about the MMA or Ultimate Fighting coming to Toronto, McGuinty had repeatedly said, quote, it's not a priority. And then it says, here's a quote. A few weeks ago, he said it was a terrible thing, and now he's all for it, says progressive leader Tim Hudak. It makes you wonder who's running the show in the McGuinty government. So, you know, they're clearly admitting that there are forces behind the scenes. On August 4th, McGuinty half-jokingly admitted to reporters that allowing mixed martial arts bouts in Ontario, quote, might change the channel, unquote, for a government plagued by political headaches this summer. And so there you go. McGuinty himself is admitting that, you know, this is bread and circuses for the people to get their mind off, you know, his government's scandals. But the government party's internal polling suggests that a core demographic group, mothers of teenagers, opposes what some deride as, quote, human cockfighting. At the same time, and then it goes on, and I want to stop there for a second, because that's the only thing they said in terms of the people opposed to this. Mothers of teenagers oppose what some deride as human cockfighting. That's it. There's no sort of examination of any more of their opinion on this issue. The people that would be opposed to something like this coming here. And as for me personally, if there wasn't a New World Order, again, you know, I wouldn't care. You know, and it says here a bunch of OPP officers or MMA fans, and they got their own rings. And, you know, look, I used to scrap karate and jiu-jitsu a bit, and I know what it's like. And you know, I'm still a guy. I'd like to get into a boxing ring, you know, with the gear and all that, and just test myself out after training for a few weeks, just because you want to do that sort of thing. But instead of nurturing our male protective fight for a reason instincts, a lot of this stuff is ironically meant to co-opt them and channel them. And again, I talk on this show a lot about foundation-funded activism, how the super rich people created foundations. Those foundations give out grants to science, academia, activism. Yeah, that's why so much activism has got so little done over the last few years. And you can go there and say you're doing something good, and if you work there or whatever, then just do your thing and do the best job you can. Because when it comes to work, it's work. You know, when it comes to dealing with our problems, with respect to, you know, the New World Order eugenics program, whereas Bob says, you know, you got to be love or be loved, because only the fittest of the fittest will survive. And when it comes to them turning us all into scum, you know, through their control of our major institutions and our culture, we got to pay attention. It says here, and again, like I said, we're going to learn everything, so it's what we do about it that's the most important. At the same time, McGuinty is trying to play down his image as, quote, premier dad by easing up on the social engineering. So the Toronto Star says the McGuinty government is socially engineering us. And then the next line is, that's why the government announced Tuesday it would legalize online gambling by 2012. So here we go. With Hudak promising to allow UFC fights if he wins the October 2011 election, the liberals want to defuse the issue well before the writ period. See, there you go. I mean, this is, and the Obama thing, you know, what they gave us to say about Obama, you know, after it turned out he was a fraud in terms of all that hope and change and, you know, be a man, actually, you know, do something, you know, tip. You know what? You know, they said, he's a politician. He did a good job as a politician. And this was all prepped by all that reality TV stuff and Survivor. You know, where it's like, hey, man, it's a game. I do what I got to do to win. I make friends. I break friends. I make enemies. I sell out. All this crap. And now we got the cover of the 24 here. Obama takes a dip. U.S. President Barack Obama went swimming off the coast of Florida Saturday, trying to show by example that a region hit by the BP oil spill was safe for tourists to enjoy. Yeah, we get a picture of Obama and one of his daughters, you know, taking a swim, going for a swim. So, this is the type of silly conflation where they actually get us to, and that's why it's hard to talk to people about these things. Because people are basically told, you know what, don't worry about it. You know, they're basically told how to reject this information. Todd Howe, by the way, our media covers things. Yeah, you know what? Here, I'm gonna go to Michael Shaw with Doc on Freedomizer Radio, talking about the UN plan for depopulation. Because if the fact they're trying to kill you don't get you going, I don't know what will. Ultimately, this is about eugenics, and that's why I'm kind of working backwards. We can go to eugenics, we can break down the fact they want to rob and murder us, and then from there, everything in that context makes sense. It could be taken a bit more seriously. So, Michael Shaw from FreedomAdvocates.org with Doc from Freedomizer Radio.
It's coming upon us very quickly at this point in time. So, to ignore the fact that we contribute to this process when we send little Jimmy off to these government schools and he graduates from high school thinking himself as a global citizen. Now, jumping ahead a little bit, the real problem with this one world order is that the same documents, there's a series of documents from the UN that comprise the Agenda 21 protocol, and one of those documents calls for a reduction in human population from 7 billion to 1 billion.
And that's amazing. That's amazing because there is a current article out, and I was going to mention that a little bit later, but since you brought it up now, this is important. Dr. Leonard Horowitz, he's a regular here on our show as well, he just recently exposed some central bank documents from Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and the IMF that speak of this exact amount of reduction from 7 billion down to 1 billion, killing 6 out of every 7 of us. And it's laid out in bank documents, banking documents, on just how they were planning on funding it and everything else. So you can see the connection between the large banking institutions, which of course fund the UN, and then this program. Please continue. I just wanted to mention that because that's an amazing bit of correlation right there.
Well, it's very distressing. The third element of Agenda 21, we've talked about population control and education for global citizenship. The third is to control human action. What does that mean, control human action? Well, that comes out in a number of ways. One of the ways is actually the implementation of the land use program, which includes this concept called smart growth. You see, all human beings under the Agenda 21 protocol are to be relocated into smart growth zones. If you looked at a map of the United States, you'd have most of it colored red. Red would stand for the wildlands. The wildlands means that this is land that by the end of the 21st century, that's why it's called Agenda 21, by the end of the 21st century, there will be no human presence on the wildlands. 50% of the U.S. landmass. There will be no resource extraction from the wildlands. Well, this ties back into the global population control because if we can't grow our food, if we can't access our resources, remember everything in the city comes from the wildland areas because it's all built out of the natural resources that come from our rural areas. If that's shut off to future generations, the population will dwindle.
So there's no doubt.
Now, controlling human action also means to use technology to monitor what everyone does.
And we're back, CKLN listeners. So yes, the giant eugenics control kill grid is going into place right now as we speak. But I shot the sheriff. I didn't shoot the deputy. And that's who we aim at, the people that design this system. And what I'm noticing is that, you know, the pressure, the neo-communist Communist Canada groupthink and global communist groupthink pressure is so great that you know, we get more credit for our ability to sell out well and still maintain some connection to not selling out than we do for challenging the system. So, for instance, you get a bunch of conscious, you know, hip-hop folks and all that sort of thing, and conscious artists who say, oh, yeah, I like to drink. Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I like girls. Oh, yeah, no, I like to smoke weed. Yeah, of course, I'm cool. Don't worry. Yeah, I still want a revolution, but, you know, guys got a party. And so, you know, taking a hard stance on things is difficult. But the problem is they're taking a hard stance on things with respect to socially engineering us. So got some more on the UFC MMA. Congratulations, by the way, to everybody out there. The Prince, Claude the Prince Patrick from Mississauga will now get to fight in more or less his hometown, his home country. And so that's good. Little interview with him here for the Star. I just hope that we can incorporate, you know, some real ish into the fantasy worlds that we're being given. Also a ton of stuff in here on immigration, where Toronto Tamil's ready to help refugee claimants. Good luck with that. But again, for the 200,000 Tamils in Toronto, the conditions in your country are not going to get any better as long as there is a new world order in charge of the world, you know, trying to steal all our resources and property and kill us all. And so, you know, there's clearly interest vying for resources in Sri Lanka. You know, I talked to a few Sri Lankans about this when they were on the streets. And so, yeah, it's important to look into that. Also, because the United Nations is going to be a big part of efforts, you know, there and in the future, and as they get here, as the Tamils get here, many of them are put in detention, and going back to the Alex Jones and Bob Chapman, you know, portion of this show at the very, very beginning here, Rob Johnson from the Canadian Border Services Agency. I told a news conference on Saturday that British Columbia's Children's Ministry has taken some of the children into the province's care along with their mothers. He declined to provide specifics. Quote, we do our best not to separate families, Johnson said. However, there may be circumstances where that's not possible to maintain. I can't go any further detail than that. And there you go. And that's it. So our governments are literally going, yeah, we're just, you know, we're separating families inside. We're detaining them and so on. And they have the hospitals all prepared for this crazy, like, you know, what if, you know, they had this hospitals all prepared for, you know, tuberculosis and signs of, you know, of other diseases. And they said they didn't know how many passengers were on the ship and they didn't know the conditions. Well, it's a ship at sea. I'm sure the guy's got a radio. You know, so they could have called and asked about the conditions of the 490 migrants and been reasonably certain that if the ship was going to dock on the coast of Canada with Canada's government, you know, military forces and all that greeting them, that they wouldn't lie too much about it, because if they did, well, they'd get caught as soon as they showed up. But they did this to sort of get the hospitals involved in this exercise, get the hospitals involved in this type of drill. So, you know, they'll this whole idea of immigration as well, it's being used like a stick, you know, against cultures right now to weaken them. And there's a bunch of stupid stuff being done. A mosque being built at Ground Zero, both reinforcing the official story and reinforcing, you know, hatred of Islam, and just absolute insanity they're pulling in the United States at the site of the 9/11 attacks. And there's experts on these issues in the Star talking about how, you know, we can't turn them away because it's a violation of international law. International law. This is why it's so hard for people to really get mad about the world government. because there's so much international law. It says right here on page A3 of yesterday's Star, no turning back illegal migrant vessels, experts say. Because it says here, many Canadians were asking, why didn't the government simply turn the boat back? And even while Ottawa maintained many of them were suspected human smugglers and terrorists. But migration experts say saying the ship would have violated international law. And that's why Ottawa now appears to be seeking other channels to prevent further ships setting their sights here. Still, those options are limited. And there's a bunch of moves to sort of normalize this. And I got nothing against immigration done in a good and controlled fashion, just like people in Sri Lanka. Mexico has some of the tightest immigration policies in the world, and yet America doesn't. And a bunch of Mexicans are streaming over and creating a large third world labor force that gets paid less, gets treated worse, gets no job security, and lowers wages and living conditions for everybody. Through no fault of their own, but through certainly a fault of the system. That's why you can be issue specific, and what all you're doing in most cases is reinforcing, some part of this agenda. So if you push for amnesty, if you push for no one is illegal and all that sort of thing, all you do is give corporate America, corporate Canada, and the upper middle class and whoever can hire them. A slave labor pool to choose from, because that's the deal you make negotiating with the government. And cholera hits flood zone in Pakistan, and it says here again, the United Nations has appealed for an initial $460 million to provide relief to Pakistan, but it said the country will need billions to rebuild once the floodwaters concede. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was expected to visit affected regions on Sunday. One case of cholera was confirmed in Mingora, the main town in the northwest Swat Valley, UN spokesman Maurizio Giuliano said Saturday. But other cases were suspected, and aid workers are now responding to all those suffering from acute watery diarrhea as if it is actually cholera, Giuliano said. So the criminal Nazi UN, and they're using cholera. And I just wrote down here my little notes, pre-programming. There's one case of confirmed cholera in a giant flood-ravaged area of Pakistan, and the headline of this article with little boy laying on a mat on some mud, and helicopters over the scene. In another picture, cholera hits flood zone, and yet it says one case of cholera was confirmed. So there you have it. UN officials, citing government figures, said about 14 million Pakistanis were directly or indirectly affected. Prime Minister Yousaf Raza Gilani said 20 million were now homeless, and on and on and on. So sorry for the people in Pakistan, but the United Nations and this type of spinning of the story is certainly not going to do much good. There's another article in here that, again, on a charity, a children's aid fund charity for sickle cell anemia, and talked about how all these kids get to go to a camp and goof around and really break out of their shells for a summer. But doesn't really talk about how to stop sickle cell, how to get the toxins out of our environment to help us deal with that and smarten up and get the glucose fructose out of all of our drinks and all of our waters and soft drinks, because that stuff has mercury in it. Very, very bad for our brains. And it says Canada adds $31 million to flood relief. The funding comes on top of $2 million announced last month. And again, in the same article, a different article, on the same page, the UN $460 million request is repeated yet again. The UN World Food Program and Canadian NGOs. Remember, an NGO, a non-governmental organization, is actually an organization that works for the world government, United Nations. And so, and then entertainment section of the Star, fresh legs, fresh moves. So you think you can dance? Canada's third season, starts, and a whole bunch of girls are going out there dancing their little butts off. At the same time, the culture of make-believe from the agoranational.ca Looks like a great article on Babylon Systems control over the entertainment industry. You know, why aren't our artists more inspiring? Is an international financial conspiracy driving world events by Richard Cluck from Global Research? Absolutely. And there's more on that from Infowars.com, as well as Iran attack this week. Was going to play a clip from Webster Tarpley talking about a possible start of World War III, on the horizon right now. But you know what? I'm just going to shout out a couple of websites. Get out of here. As the People's DJ David James takes you on a wonderful four-hour jazz journey. You can chill out, enjoy yourself. But do keep in mind, these issues are on the table and they're all around us, and our media is allowing us to be blindsided. Our health is at risk. Our money is at risk. We're already paying more, 10-20% more than we did 6 months ago for stuff. And our relationships, most importantly, are at risk by not understanding our quote-unquote social engineering. Again, the Toronto Star talking about what Dalton McGuinty has been up to with the Ontario government. And great websites to look for include Infowars.com, NaturalNews.com, CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, HenryMAKOW.com. Locally, you can check out The Conspiracy Culture, book and DVD store at Queen and Roncesvalles. And conspiracyculture.com, pressfortruth.ca, torontotruthseekers.com, the Toronto Street News homeless paper out there, canadafreepress.com, another great place to go. But keep in mind the levels that this is affecting us on, because it's the only way to beat it. Other than that, we are getting to the end game. Between now and 2012, things are supposed to really hit the fan. Food rations are supposed to be coming in this winter. In fact, that's why we need to get active now while it's warm. We're Canadians. When it's cold, we like to stay inside unless we're, playing a sport of some kind. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind out there, what our options are at this time in history to break some of this down. Because people will respect it, especially on the health tip. The health tip is what I found is their big weak point. We're all worried about that. And passing on health tips like they're normal could make them normal and could eventually get some of this crap out of our environment, which would not be a bad idea. More Songs of Freedom tomorrow. Dee Nicholson from Canadians for Health Freedom is on with me tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. on Word of Mouth Mondays on Bill C-36. Check it out. Peace out.
My boat. Don't rock my boat, 'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my boat.
Oh, please, don't you rock my boat.
Don't
no,
rock
no.
my boat,
'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my
I'm
boat.
I'm telling you that, what you've done.